He put it on his book, and you could keep your own record, too.
Mm-hmm. Before, so, you didn't know exactly what
you didn't never know nothing. Mm-hmm. No, ma'am, you didn't know nothing. Just one man keeping a book, and there ain't no way in the world for you to keep up with it in your head. Oh, cool. They were going to take it away from you anyhow.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember how much actually you had in cash money at the end of that year?
We cleared something over $300.
That must have been fantastic.
Lord, we felt like millionaires. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I expect so. First time.
Sure did, and they were so nice to us, Miss. Miss Mildred, she had four children, and a lot of our clothes, you know, when her children would outgrow them or get tired of them, she would give them to Mama for her children. Mama had them all sizes, and if one couldn't wear this and or the other one could.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is really a thing.
I tell you, it was sure enough rough with us back in Willingham, though.
But then your father worked on there?
Yes. We stayed there from the year, we lived there from the year of 28 until, from the year 28 until 30. He sold out, he sold his place, this place, and went back to his home. Sold it to a doctor, which was a mighty fine man. His name was Dr. Sumler. And we worked for Dr. Sumler then, from then until, he sold the place. Dr. Sumler sold out. He set up a practice in Sylvester, and all the children got grown, so he sold the place to a Yankee. This Yankee was from Detroit, Coolidge, and he just turned it into a cattle farm and horses and mules and things like that.
And he didn't want people
to... No, he didn't have any need for no cropping. Mm-hmm. He sat a part of the plantation out in pines. Mm-hmm. They just bleed in old wild things and all. Mm-hmm. So my dad, well, when that happened, we moved from there then. In 30, we left there. We moved from there out this side of Poland. Way on back out in this way. I have some people, my sister lived out there close to the place that we lived. It was, the man was named Kay Remote. And we worked for him until Papa passed.
Mm-hmm. But long toward the end, was your father able to actually save a little money each year? Or
yes, he always had a piece of money in his pocket. Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Well, that's good. And then your brothers? Did most of them become farmers, or?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, I didn't have but one, though. Liked it to farm. Mm-hmm. My next oldest brother, the younger boy, he went in service. He was drafted into the army. And when he got out, he didn't ever care anything about the farm, but this older boy, he farmed all of his life. Mm-hmm. He died about 8 years ago, though.
Nice. What about your nephews? Any of them farmers? Or
yes,
your own
ma'am.
Sons? Is this a grandson is out here working with a tractor?
That was in here.
Mm-hmm.
No, that he's not. I don't even know who he was.
Just somebody came in to use your farm?
They works this plant. They works this farm out here, and he was hauling hay.
Mm-hmm.
Out from here, and something happened to his tractor, and he stopped in to use the telephone in touch with.
Well, do you all own your place here?
No, ma'am. We don't own
it. You rent this from.